Amy Parmeter, Manager, Public and Government Affairs for Greater Hartford's AAA. And I was talking about Amy earlier this morning because, to tell you the truth, I did not know whether or not I could get Amy on this morning because of the big explosion that we had as far as what was going on in Washington. And we covered all of that. I took so many phone calls. Boy, I want to tell you, they just stacked up. But I do have Amy on the line right now. Amy, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Brad.
And generally, I don't do this, but because of, and you never know what happens in broadcasting. And, of course, we had the big reporting coming our way out of our nation's capital. And so I went over some of the material that you had sent along to me. However, the reason that I wanted you up here now again was because there was something in here that really hit me, and I thought it was worth talking about one other time, and that is the technology already in many cars expected to save almost 10,000 lives a year. Now, somebody would say, is this the truth? Well, I called you back, Amy, and I would say that if you're bringing it to us, it's got to be the truth.
Well, thanks so much, Brad. I appreciate you sharing this information. The AAA Foundation has been studying these new technologies, and there's just a lot of excitement around them. And by these new technologies, I'm referring to things like the automatic emergency braking, the forward collision warning, the blind spot monitoring systems, those kinds of things that are already on new vehicles and expected to be on all new vehicles within the next 2 or 3 years. And what we're finding is that the technology is working so well that it's going to be dramatically life-saving and really a game changer in terms of crashes.
So what you're saying then is right now, Amy, if somebody goes in to get a new car, that this will be able to be purchased as part of a new car right now.
That's correct. On some new cars, it's standard. On many new cars, it's an upgrade, but within the next 2 or 3 years, these functions, this automatic emergency braking and forward collision warning, will be standard on all new cars. So the analysis that the foundation did was that they looked at the crashes in 2016, when almost 40,000 people, Brad, were killed in crashes across the country.
Wow.
And they said, if this technology were in every car at that time, as it's supposed to be, well, as it will be for new cars in a couple years, of course, we'll still have lots of older cars in the fleet. But if all the cars had this technology, there would have been almost 10,000 fewer deaths. I mean, imagine if there was a disease that was killing 40,000 people a year, and there was a breakthrough that was going to save almost 10,000 of those lives. That's where we are.
You know, Amy, it seems every time that you are on with me, and it's, you know, you're on quite a bit, not as much as I would like, but that's all right. You always have something. And I haven't read anything about this. When did you folks get notified? Because a lot of these things,
This is a new report, a new information just out of the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. There are actually two parts to this research. First, it was a research looking at how drivers feel about the new technology. Do they understand it? And unfortunately, one of the things that part of the research found is that drivers who are buying new cars really don't understand the benefits or the limitations of the technology. So AAA is working with auto manufacturers and with auto dealers to try to improve the education that is happening. You know, don't just sell someone a car, actually explain to them what these new functions are. If you've been in a car that has any of this new technology, Brad, I'm sure, I know it's happened to me. All of a sudden, the beeps and the whistles, and you kind of look around like, what does that mean? What's going on? And so it's really important that as we transition to this technology, that auto dealers help to educate, and also at the end of the day, people have to take the responsibility themselves and open that manual and understand what your vehicle can do.
Well, I'll tell you, Amy, I'm certainly glad that I called you. And also, we went over most of this information very early this morning. And the reason we did the transfer was because of all of the calls that we were getting concerning what's going on in Washington. And, of course, we wanted to make sure that our listeners had that as well. So, Amy, thanks a million. And keep us informed with all this stuff. Don't forget, this is something that, as you say, is going to save lives, and there's nothing more important than that.
Thanks, Brad. I really appreciate you making the time to share this message.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.